Hello, my name's Rich.
And I'm Jack.
And welcome to this week's Premier Skills English podcast,
where we talk about football and help you with your English. Let's start with the Premier League headlines this week.
Premier League stars in action around the globe.
The Premier League took a break because of World Cup qualifiers last weekend, but there was no break for Premier League players. Some of the big results included Brazil 3, Argentina 0, with Liverpool's Philippe Coutinho with one of the goals. Nigeria beat Algeria 3-1 with goals from Chelsea's Victor Moses and John Obi-Mikel. And finally, England beat their local rivals Scotland 3-0.
Four Premier League stars up for the BBC African Player of the Year award.
Four out of the five candidates for the BBC's prestigious African Player of the Year award play their football in the Premier League. The candidates are Leicester City's Riyad Mahrez, Liverpool's Sadio Mane, West Ham's Andre Ayew, Manchester City's Yaya Toure, and Borussia Dortmund's Patrick-Emerick Aubameyang. You can vote for your favourite on the BBC. We've put a link to the vote on the side of this page.
Tadic gets one in the nose for Serbia.
You might see Southampton's Serbian Dusan Tadic in a mask this weekend because he broke his nose when playing for Serbia against Wales. He got a boot in the face from Swansea's Neil Taylor and there was blood everywhere. But Tadic had the last laugh because Serbia scored a late equaliser to get a 1-1 draw.
Don't forget, we still have our new competition for you. It's called the Big Football Quiz. You have to answer 10 questions. 5 are about football English and 5 test your football knowledge.
And if you get all the answers right, you could win a Premier League match ball. The Nike Autumn 4 is exactly what's used on match day and is worth about £100.
The Big Football Quiz is on our homepage, and there's also a link on the side of this page. Remember, you need to be logged in to do the Big Football Quiz. Let us know in the comments section if you have any questions, or send us an email at premierskills@britishcouncil.org.
You have till midnight, that's 12 o'clock at night, on the 22nd of November to enter the competition. Some fantastic performances around the world by Premier League players last weekend. Romelu Lukaku scored twice in Belgium's 8-1 win against Estonia. Paul Pogba and Dimitri Payet scored for France, and Tottenham's Christian Eriksen scored twice for Denmark against Kazakhstan.
But our player of the week this week is Nigeria's Chelsea forward, Victor Moses. He scored twice in Nigeria's 3-1 win against Algeria to give his country a great chance of qualifying for the World Cup in Russia. He's also in the best form of his life for Chelsea.
Yes, he's having a fantastic season. I think one of the reasons Chelsea are playing so well is because of Victor Moses.
Yeah, I didn't think he would play for Chelsea this season because he's been on loan at Liverpool, Stoke City and West Ham in the last 3 seasons. But maybe he's playing better because of moving position.
That's right, he's playing further back this season in a more defensive position. What are you wearing, Rich?
Earmuffs.
Why?
Because it's cold. Do you like them? Look, they have the Liverpool badge on the side of each ear.
very nice. Is that why you bought them? Because they have the Liverpool badge on them?
Not only because of the badge, although you know I like my football merchandise, but because they go well with my Liverpool scarf.
So you only bought them because of that? Because of fashion? Because they look good with the scarf?
No, also because of the price. They only cost £5.
Ah, okay. Because they were cheap. Sounds expensive to me.
That's because you're an Arsenal fan. And it's not so cold in London because of all the pollution.
Careful, Rich. You don't want to be knocked down, especially in your new earmuffs.
Yeah, and especially because I have something for you. Here.
How nice of you. A pair of Liverpool earmuffs.
Are you going to try them on?
Maybe later. In the last section, we were talking about something that Rich bought. But what we really want to do is talk about some language that often confuses learners.
When we were talking about my new earmuffs, we used the words because and because of a lot. The main difference between the two is the form or the structure. We use the words in a different way, but the meaning is often the same.
Let's look at an example. Rich said that he bought the earmuffs because of the price. Because of is a preposition and needs to be followed by a noun phrase. So, Rich said he bought the earmuffs because of the price.
Then Jack responded by saying, because they were cheap. He used because, not because of. Because is a conjunction which links two parts of a sentence together and is followed by a verb phrase. So he said, because they were cheap.
So Rich also said he bought them because of the Liverpool badge. But he could have said he bought them because they have the Liverpool badge.
Jack told me that I bought them because of fashion, because they looked good. Because of followed by a noun phrase and because followed by a verb phrase.
I think because of is a little bit more difficult to use in a sentence. Earlier in the podcast, Rich said, Victor Moses is playing better because of moving position. Here, because of is followed by a gerund. A gerund is a verb with an ing form.
But we said that because of is followed by a noun.
That's right. Gerunds function as nouns, so we can use them in sentences like the one you said about Victor Moses.
Using a gerund after because of is possible, but not that common. Let's take an example. We could say, Jack is in bed because he's ill. Or we could say, Jack is in bed because of his illness. Or we could say, Jack is in bed because of feeling ill.
Or we could say, Jack is not in bed because of his excellent health. Let's take a look at the activities and explanations below to practice this a little more.
Have you got a football phrase for us this week?
Yes, I have. But first, last week's football phrase. The phrase was title contenders. A contender is a team or an individual that has a good chance of winning something. So a title contender is a team that has a good chance of winning the title. Liverpool and Chelsea are strong contenders this season. Liverpool and Chelsea are strong title contenders this season.
Well done to Alex and Libomir from Ukraine, Quasi Manifest from Ghana, and Shabonanek from Russia. You got the right answer last week.
This week's phrase is, when a player commits a foul, the referee may give the player a yellow card. This is often called or a caution. This word is used because the player's name is written down by the referee. In more general English, the word is a synonym of reservation. In the UK, you can make at a restaurant or for a seat on a plane.
I think this phrase is used more in British English than American English.
You didn't make a prediction last week because of the international break. Have you got one for us this week, Rich?
Yes, I do. And it's a big one. Manchester United are at home to Arsenal in Saturday's early kickoff. Manchester United haven't been playing that well this season, but if they win on Saturday, they'll only be 3 points behind Arsenal. Arsenal's Alexis Sanchez may not be available because of injury. And because of this, I'm going to go for a Manchester United win. Final score, Manchester United 2, Arsenal 0.
Because I don't think that's a very good prediction, and because I'm an Arsenal fan, I'm going to disagree with you. Final score, Man United 0, Arsenal 2.
Okay, that's all we have time for today. Don't forget to write your answers to our questions and make a guess at our football phrase in the comments below. And remember to take a look at our fantasy football page and enter our big football quiz.
Bye for now and enjoy your football.